Unit 7. Recording 7.19. Listen and read.
Interview with Abbas Al-Rahi by Usama Al-Malah. This week, I interviewed Abbas Al-Rahi, who has written a book called Friends for Life. Thanks for doing this interview, Abbas. So, your new book will be in the shops next Monday, won't it? Tell us a bit about it.
Well, it's about young people and their friendships. Having good friends is important all through our lives, but it's really important when we're at school.
Yes, you're right. So, what type of things do you talk about in the book?
I've written about different types of relationships. For example, friends at school, friends out of school, or friendships between people of different ages.
That's cool. I have a friend who is 2 years older than me. My friendship with him is as important as my friendships with people who are my own age. He helps me a lot and is proud of me when I do well.
Exactly. Friendship comes in all different shapes and sizes.
In the book, you also talk about making and keeping friends, don't you?
Yes, that's right. I look at things you can do to help you to make friends. For example, be friendly, smile, be positive, and ask lots of questions. But keeping friends isn't as easy as making friends. You might not get on well all the time, and when you have an argument, you may feel upset and miserable. So I look at things you can do when friendships go through difficult times. For example, talk about problems, say sorry, forgive and forget, don't be jealous, and keep promises and secrets.
What about online friendships? You talk about those too, don't you?
Yes, I do. In the book, I show how online friendships can be difficult. People don't always tell the truth on social media, blogs, or vlogs. They can make themselves look better and happier than they are in real life. So when you or I look at the photographs, we might think that we aren't as happy as they are, and that our lives are not as interesting as their lives. But we mustn't feel jealous because these people are only showing us a small part of their lives.
Thank you very much for answering my questions, Abbas. You've given us a lot to think about, and I can't wait to read your book.